98.1 KZE. Welcome to Tasting Tuesdays, where my guest today is Matt Sanford, who is the cider and wine maker at Rose Hill Farms in Upper Red Hook. Tasting Tuesdays is sponsored by Shawangunk Wine Trail, 14 wineries, cideries, and distilleries offering events, tours, and tastings. Find out more at gunkswine.com. Also by Taste New York at Todd Hill on the Taconic Parkway. Discover a wide array of products sourced regionally in the heart of the Hudson Valley, just 10 miles north of I-84. And by Kingston Implant Center, offering computer-guided dental implant placement with a 15-year implant guarantee on Broadway in Kingston. The initial consultation fee is waived for KZE listeners. Learn more at KingstonImplantCenter.com. While always referencing tradition from the Hudson Valley to Alsace, Matt has been experimenting with a dizzying array of techniques and fruit combinations. He's got what seems like a dozen different cuvées at different stages at any given time, from single variety ciders to Loire Valley style red wines to grape, apple, pear, quince creations that defy categorization. It's exciting to see how he's developed a style, edgy but finishing clean, that starts to make the cider and wine distinction irrelevant, at least from the perspective of the bar stool. That's from Dirty Bacchus. Welcome, Matt Sanford, to Tasting Tuesdays.
Howdy. Thank you for having me.
My pleasure. Thank you for coming down here all the way from Upper Red Hook to the center of Red Hook, I guess.
I believe we're exactly 1 mile from each other.
Okay. Thank you for making that pilgrimage. Well, first of all, Matt, welcome. And then just tell me now what a cuvée is.
Cuvée is a wine or a cider or a fermentation.
A fermented beverage.
Yes. Yeah, beverage is a cuvée kind of signifies the individual itself, or the fermentation itself.
I see. Tell me first a little bit about yourself and like your background. How did you get involved in fermenting?
Let's see. You know, I started out as a big fan of cider, and you know, beer was never my my drink of preference. Or at least I grew out of that phase pretty quickly, and found my way into cider. And through cider, went from being a drinker to a person who talked about cider a lot, to then deciding to take a total stoppage of my previous career and move.
What was that, if you don't mind?
I was doing bicycle mechanics in my previous life.
Oh, you're fixing bikes?
Yep, fixing bikes all over the world.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. You have a very unpredictable journey, right, your career?
Yeah.
That's awesome, though. I like that.
Thank you.
Yeah, sure. We have to wonder what's next for Matt Sanford then. Well, thank goodness you did.
Yeah.
This seems like the perfect job for you though, like because you can play with both ciders and wines.
Yeah, of course. You know, there's not a huge difference between cider and wine.
I'm learning that. Yeah.
The medium that we're working with, you know, apples to grapes is your big difference between them. But when it comes to the fermentation process, there's nuance between them, but not so much different.
Well, explain what the commonalities are, as much as you can.
You know, so the idea, or what's, I would say, what sort of separates fermenting versus brewing, you know, brewing is a heating process. So anybody who's ever made beer has brewed something, versus cider and wine, we're working with raw materials, and particularly fruit. So difference between cider and wine is just the materials itself, but it's the same yeast. Saccharomyces is naturally around all of us and on everything, and we're using that native Saccharomyces as a way to consume sugar and make alcohol. And whether that sugar is coming from an apple or from a grape or from a quince or from a plum or a cherry or a blueberry, lots of different things were growing on the farm. They're all going to ferment pretty similarly.
I mean, the way you talk about it, it doesn't seem like there's really a rigid rule book or guidebook about this type of thing that you can play with the experiment with different fruit.
Yeah, if it has sugar, it's fermented.
Right, that's great. And tell me what people can expect when they go to Rose Hill Farms. What kind of experience do they have, and specifically when it comes to what you're doing?
So yeah, Rose Hill Farm, we have a lot of different things going on. I think most people would first and foremost know us for our fruit itself.
Right.
You know, so we're a pick-your-own-fruit farm and have been doing pick-your-own-fruit for over 30 years, and the farm itself is one of the oldest ones here in Red Hook. Been around since 1798.
Wow, I had no idea. And you can, by the way, speaking of if you want to go pick some fruit, we're going to just mention, go to pickrosehillfarm.com. You can see what they're currently growing there and what you can pick at the moment. But go ahead, what were you saying?
Yeah, it changes every week as to what we have available. You know, this weekend's blueberries. Next week we'll have some plums.
Right. Stone fruits are coming.
Yeah, we're in the height of stone fruit season for plums.
Yeah.
And then kind of more what I'm focused on is the fermentation, the wine, and the production side of it all. And so we also have a big tasting room there.
Okay, that's what I was getting at.
Yeah, so we have a big tasting room there where we have live music every Thursday night and food trucks nearly every day that we're open, and sometimes three food trucks depending on the day or the weekend, and a big bar where people can drink all of the different things that we make.
That's encouraged.
Some by the glass, some by the bottle, and then a handful of local spirits and beers as well.
It sounds like a great time.
It's incredible.
That's great. I got to get over there soon. What'd you bring? It's Tasting Tuesday, so let's taste.
So yeah, I brought two different things with me today. I brought our flagship cider called Kitchen Sink.
Kitchen Sink, got it.
We call it the Kitchen Sink because it's a real kitchen sink of apples. I think you could expect over 20 different varieties in there. It's often the cider.
Oh, really?
It's often the cider we're pressing a week before Christmas, and we walked into the fridge and say, all right, these apples need to be pressed, and these apples need to be pressed. And, you know, this is all estate fruit that we grow ourselves and pretty much all unique antique heirloom varieties. So most of the apples in here are not ones that folks are coming to pick your own, but that we're growing specifically for cider.
Okay, so they're not necessarily snacking apples. Got it.
Yeah, I mean, lots of them are very snackable, but this cider is what you would expect cider to maybe taste like 150 years ago.
If
you're a local and you're making cider here in the last century, this is what you think you might think it might have tasted like that.
Got it. All right, well, I'm eager to try out what you brought here.
Yep.
Let's try Kitchen Sink here. I'm talking to Matt Sanford, who is the head cider maker and winemaker at Rose Hill Farms in Upper Red Hook, right? You can just get up there, just driving. It's right on Route 9. Oh, we're getting the sound of the pour. All right, I'm going to take a sip of the Kitchen Sink here. Hold on.
So just to name a few here, we have Newtown, Pippin, Golden Russet, Harrison, big selection of lots of different apples in there. Belle de Bosque,
okay,
one of our favorites. And this cider, we would refer to it as a pet nat or a petit naturel, meaning that we bottle it young and fresh while it's still in its fermentation. All those bubbles are coming from the sugar that was in the juice itself.
Yummy. It's delicious. Very refreshing, light, apple-like. It tastes delicious, actually. Yeah, it's very nice, clean, little subtle notes of, like, you know, I don't know, maybe some citrusy feel to it.
Yeah, this is our 2022 vintage, so really nice, hot, dry summer, and really made for some very flavorful cider that year.
Right. Okay. Delicious. The Kitchen Sink. What's the other one you brought?
And then the other one I brought along... given that we've got Frolic on the Farm coming up, I brought Bandwagon with
me. Nice.
So Bandwagon here is what we would call a co-fermentation, the kind of bleeding the lines between wine and cider. So this is apples, pears, quince, and grape skins. And the grape skins are left over from our winemaking process, mostly from making rosé. And we're taking those grape skins and allowing it to sit with the apple pumice itself. And the apple pumice is what we would call, you know, apples that after we put them through the grinder and grind them all up into mush. We're then taking those grape skins and mixing them together with the mushed up apples and allowing that to sit for a number of days.
Well, people can also go to rosehillferments.com for more information about the blurry line between ciders and wines. And thank you for mentioning Frolic at the Farm, which is going to be at Rose Hill Farms on Saturday, August 2nd, starting at 6 o'clock. Go to WKZE.com to purchase tickets. And hopefully, Matt, you'll be there and serving up, or at least providing the cider and wines and fermented beverages that people are sure to want to try out that night. Here we go. This is, again, what is it called? I'm sorry.
We're drinking Bandwagon.
Bandwagon. That's right. How could I forget? Bandwagon. This has a kind of a dark, kind of like a lavenderish.
Yeah, kind of a much more kind of a dark red or like a bruised strawberry sort of color to it there.
That's right. And this is drier for sure.
Oh, yeah. Very dry cider. Spends about a year and change in a barrel as well. So it takes on some of those more wine-like oak.
Oh, right. Sure. This does taste more like a wine than the kitchen sink does. This would definitely pair nicely with, I don't know, maybe like something with a lot of flavor, like some food that is very flavorful that demands some, you know, your palate to work a little harder.
Yeah, I think with some spicy food, it could be really fun.
Sure. Barbecue. Yeah. But so could, by the way, kitchen sink. It's just this one is more wine-like, so.
Yeah, largely Cabernet Franc skins in here.
Yeah. Well, I would, you know, time flies so fast when we're doing Tasting Tuesday. So what I would like to do is have you back. Is there something special that goes on? It's like at certain times of the fall or the winter?
I mean, we've got a lot of different events that happen. I think our one of our biggest events of the year happens in January, generally. Towards the end of January, our Wassail.
Oh, the Wassail Festival. Yeah.
Which might have some infamy here in town at this point. So,
Can we get you back in before that, maybe, and we could talk about that event
for sure. And we've got apple harvest coming up soon. So, September and October is normally kind of our real crazy season over there. So, hopefully, maybe I can stop back in before all the apples start dropping off the trees.
That'd be great. Let's make that happen then. Again, go to pickrosehillfarm.com to find out about all the apples this fall. Yeah, just stop by the farm, Rose Hill Farm, and sample all the ciders and wines and other fermented beverages.
Thank you.
Thanks, Matt, for coming in. I really appreciate it. This is Tasting Tuesdays on the Midday Show, 98.1 KZE.